We also see more emerging diseases. By emerging diseases, we mean those new illnesses that pop up, for example, like the Zika virus that's being spread by mosquitoes now. It's too early to tell with today's technology if we may be able to control it and eradicate it, although it could turn into something more. It certainly would have 100 years ago. Another example is MRSA. This is methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, which is a bacteria that we used to be able to treat, but it has evolved to become resistant to previous drugs. It's an emerging disease because we have a novel mechanism that it's using to escape the drugs that we have. There are a few other drugs that were backups to methicillin, but they aren't working either on some strains of Staph aureus. HIV has been a focus for quite a while. Due to science and research, there are a lot of improvements in the care and longevity of HIV patients. SARS, H1N1, and the Ebola virus have arisen in your lifetime, and in the past 10 years have become diseases that needed research and resources put towards them.